Hi, it's Mac. It's McCogan here in Audio Boo. It's just after 6 a.m. on Saturday, I think it's the 22nd today, February. And I guess I could say that this is my morning thoughts, not from the garden, but from the confines of my car. Along for a day at the car boot, first of the year. And I've set the tables out and the coat rail. Well, I can't put anything else out, and I can't even record this outside the car. Yep, you've guessed it, it's raining. The forecast was rain to pass over during the night and to reappear in, well, after 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 1 to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That was the forecast. I drove along here before six and it was dry and it was raining. And Mary will be along shortly. She'll walk along and bringing the bacon sannies. And she will be despondent because rain is a killer at car boots. So we're probably going to have to sit in the car till this blows over. I suppose you could say the positive side of, or a positive aspect of this is it's still pretty dark. I can just see a glimmer of light coming up on the southern southeast horizon. But it's pretty, still pretty dark here, and there'll be no customers about this time in the morning anyway. It's far too early for them. So, I had hoped to be meandering about in a car park here, recording the sounds of the blackbirds in the trees and the seagulls flying overhead and a lovely, calm, still morning. And I can't. Another aspect of today is that a funfair moved in during the week. They, well, actually moved in last weekend and they were setting up for, I believe it was Thursday evening, a session they're calling it, between 5 and 9pm, and to run for, I think it's almost 2 weeks. And being Saturday, they've got a, if you like, you could call it a matinee session as well in the afternoon, 1 o'clock till 4, I believe, or 1 o'clock to 3, and then 5 o'clock to 9 again over the weekends. And this funfair has taken up half of this. It's a very large car park, by the way, but they've taken up half of the car park. So when I turned up this morning, the guy that looks after the car boot, takes the money, tells you where to go, etc., has had to cram us down, the early birds at least, down to the far end, not where we normally are. So that's another disappointment for Mary when she gets along. She has her favourite spot, or spots, two spots to be precise, usually the one. And when she comes along, she'll be looking for a car sitting where it normally sits, and it won't be sitting there, it's sitting somewhere else. So I have a very large funfair to my side. To be fair, it's not going to kick into action until 1 o'clock, which doesn't bother me, to be honest, because it's actually, could actually pull in some custom, but it depends on the day. So it may be that we'll have to wait, you know, move the goalposts, if you like, for trading. And maybe instead of expecting trade to start at 8 o'clock to 1, we may have to wait till 9, till 2 or 3, depending on how the weather goes. But it really is despondent when, you know, it's happened so many times, you think we'd be used to it. But you get used to rain, but you don't get used to planning an event or based on all the weather forecasts you've seen. And then you turn up and it rains. It's just so demoralising. So anyway, but we'll get there. Might have our bacon sannies earlier than normal. So anyway, I'm expecting Mary along just shortly. No matter how often I tell her, take your time, it'll be dark, there's no point in coming along, it's going to be dark, there's no point in putting stuff out, it's going to be dark, nobody's going to be here except the traders. And she comes along anyway when it's dark. So this morning she'll be coming along when it's dark and raining. I wonder if it's still raining. Actually, I think it's went off. Don't see any fresh drops on the windscreen. Makes me think of that song. Oh my God, what's it called, that song again? One drop of rain on your window pane. Doesn't matter. I've got it. I can't sing it because I can't sing. And especially this time of morning when the throat's still croaky. I'll leave it up to Stefano Landi to sing it for me. Anyway, can you hear that? I just said the rain stopped. My God. Ah, well. And I bet you I could almost say what Mary will say exactly when she gets to the car. I thought it wasn't supposed to rain. So I've cleared the front seat for her so she can jump straight in. She hates rain on her head. She really does. She's paranoid. She carries an umbrella with her everywhere. Even on a summer's day, a good summer's day, she'll take an umbrella with her. I think it's something to do with her long hair, you know. She just hates getting it wet. And she'll try and open her brolly before she's got out of the car. And she'll try to get in the car if the brolly's still up. Any of you ladies out there like that? Do you do the same? Oh my God. And she will not wear a hood or a hat because she hates wearing hoods and hats. So she's a Mary Poppins, right enough. I could say that to this morning when she comes along the rain. Pop in, Mary. Ah well. Stop then. I'm going to have maybe a wee coffee. I've got the flask and the goodies here and chocolate biscuits. Yes, I know I'm on a diet, but heck, I might have a chocolate Rocky. They are brilliant. Oh dear.